This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives began the first major steps to reaching the finish line for a new farm bill. However, Joe Gilson, American Farm Bureau Federation Governmental Affairs Director, says the bill needs bipartisan support to move forward.
With the tight margins in the House, Republicans have a majority of 5. We need the bill to be a bipartisan bill. Otherwise, this will not make it to the House floor. We know that there are some Republicans who will vote against any new spending. And so this bill, if it has a chance to make it in this Congress, needs to be done with bipartisanship. And that's what we hope to see.
Gilson says history shows the farm bill has always been a bipartisan effort, bringing broad swaths of food and agriculture together.
The farm bill has always been done in a bipartisan basis with a coalition of nutrition, environmental, and farm commodity organizations and constituents from across the country supporting this. We need to keep that coalition together to get the bill across the finish line. And farmers and ranchers across the country need to see investments made in the farm safety net.
Gilson says the Farm Bureau does support the bill presented by House Ag Chair Glenn Thompson. To learn more, go to the Farm Bureau's website at fb.org.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.